Christ and Solomon contrasted. In striking contrast to Solomon, the Savior, though possessing all power, never used this power for self-aggrandizement. No dream of worldly greatness marred the perfection of his service for mankind. Those who enter the service of the master worker may well study his methods. He took advantage of the opportunities to be found along the great thoroughfares of travel. In his journeys to and fro, Jesus dwelt at Capernaum. Situated on the highway from Damascus to Jerusalem and Egypt and to the Mediterranean Sea, it was well adapted to be the center of the Savior's work. People from many lands passed through the city. There Jesus met with those of all nations and all ranks, and thus his lessons were carried to other countries. Interest was aroused in the prophecies pointing to the Messiah, and his mission was brought before the world. In our day, such opportunities are much greater than in the days of Israel. The thoroughfares of travel have multiplied a thousandfold. Like Christ, messengers of the Most High should take their position in these great thoroughfares, where they can meet the passing multitudes from all parts of the world. Hiding self in God, they are to present before others the precious truths of Holy Scripture that will take root and spring up unto life eternal. Solemn are the lessons of Israel's failure, when ruler and people turned from the high purpose they had been called to fulfill. Wherein they were weak, the representatives of heaven today must be strong, for on them devolves the finishing of the work committed to man, and of ushering in the day of final awards. Yet the same influences that prevailed against Israel when Solomon reigned are to be met with still. Only by the power of God can the victory be gained. The conflict calls for a spirit of self-denial, distrust of self, and dependence on God alone for the wise use of every opportunity for the saving of souls. The Lord's blessing will attend His church as they advance unitedly, revealing to a world in the darkness of error the beauty of holiness as manifested in a Christ-like spirit of self-sacrifice, in an exaltation of the divine rather than the human, and in loving service for those in need of the gospel.